Time for Joe Smith, the morning after Indiana men's basketball and on Big Show Friday. It's buy one, get one free day. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
You know what, Glass? I've been listening to you all morning, and I love your math. You know, your math makes sense, and I like the math, so keep talking math. I wasn't very good at it, but
neither am I.
Know.
It makes me feel better that you have checked my work, and those are the outcomes with winning. And all Indiana can do, Joe, is take care of what's in front of them. And last night at the State Farm Center in Shambana, that was, how disappointing is that, not to even see that place full with Indiana?
Right.
It's supposed to be a big rivalry game. Well, the first half was not the finely tuned machine we've seen. But there's an old saying, there's a reason you play all 40 minutes.
Yep.
And just like we saw at the Assembly Hall, Joe, they finished better at home at the Assembly Hall, obviously 42-25 to close out that first half. But the second half's very similar. No Robert Johnson, no problem. Troy Williams had a little knock, no problem. The Hoosiers shot the panels off the basketball and didn't let Illinois score. And just like that, here we are on a Friday, first place in the Big Ten.
Well, from being trailers by one at half Thursday night to routers in the second half, the Hoosiers locked in on what we needed to do, said Coach Tom to us in the post game, and it all started with defense, and boy, did it ever. The first place Hoosiers secured the top spot in the league by a game, headed out to Iowa City next Tuesday on the throes of a defensive masterpiece in the second half, blowing the Fighting Illini off its home court with that 74-47 win. Coach Tom told us post-game, you know, you can do a lot when you defend. Well, Indiana posted its second lowest field goal percentage against in this Big Ten championship run, holding the Illini to 30% the second half, only 19 points. Heck, Yogi Ferrell scored 19 in the second half himself. 396 for the game was Illinois' aggregate, outscoring the Illini in the second half by 28. You know, the previous low in what has become a 13-3 season field goal percentage against was 396 against Ohio State in the Assembly Hall, which was also a Hoosier blowout, if you'll recall. But this one was sweet because it came on the road where Indiana posted last night its fifth road win. That's the best in the Big Ten. And as Coach Tom was telling us, we guarded the stars. Well, the stars being Malcolm Hill and Kendrick Nunn. Between them, they averaged 35 points a ball game. They wound up with 13 last night with plenty of Indiana defense in their face all night long, and a second-half grade-A clip. The Hoosiers outboarded the Illini 20-6 in the second half. Of the nine that played 8 minutes plus, eight had at least one rebound. Indiana 37-17 for the game. It's best this year margin-wise in the Big Ten, and we haven't even touched on the second-half offense yet. Yogi Ferrell, 19 of his 27, 5 of 6 coming from behind the line. The Illini only scored 19 as a team. So we'll establish that on our next report on the morning after. It's a good old rump-thumping on the road, 74-47, a well-deserved weekend off from play for the first-place Hoosiers. Now second-place Maryland plays at Purdue, who's 6-1 at Mackey Arena on Saturday afternoon, and a win by the Boilers certainly enhances the Hoosiers' run to the title, and we're talking about the regular season outright crown. But more a little bit later. We'll talk offense. It indeed blended itself with defense the second 20 minutes in that 27-point blowout last night at Illinois. Elsewhere on the high school beat, 11th-ranked South, they closed the regular season 19-4, winners of 13 in a row. They KO'd the Northview Knights 69-50 over Brazil, 4 of 5 Panthers, all the 4 of the 5 starters anyway, delivered double figures. Tucker Blackwell with 23, Chance Coyle at 18, Hunter Lloyd with 15, and Josh Hall with 11. South held Northview to 35% shooting and shot themselves 51% in closing down the regular season 19-4. They'll be playing a week from tonight in the one of the semifinals in the East Central Sectional. Meanwhile, North some unfinished business to attend to, and boy, it would be quite memorable if they can pull something together to knock off top-ranked New Albany, who comes into town. 17 games in a row, Chalk Talk and Andy Hodson at 7, John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. The swim prelims for the fellows go tonight at the IU Natatorium at 6 o'clock. Phil Cole's crew looking for its sixth straight top 10 finish. The top 16, by the way, will come back for finals on Saturday. South was ninth, if you'll remember, a year ago. And also this weekend, it's the gymnastics regional for both Bloomington North and South. They'll be competing over at Columbus East starting Saturday morning at 11. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk tonight after our Cougar regular season finale.
Say hello to Julie Warren, Joe Smith.
Hello, Julie Warren.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
She's snuck in this morning on a victorious morning here. Two problems last night in that game. Illinois stinks, and we're pretty good, and that's a bad combination when their two best players can't get no more than 13 points between them. And the way Illinois shot it in the first half, Joe, you just didn't think that was going to carry over. They struggled to get any good looks. They struggled to make layups. They struggled. And how about this? How about getting out-rebounded at home? Rebound is an effort category. As I mentioned earlier in the morning, don't frame any pictures to John Gross or paint your walls in Illinois colors, because that whole regime is going to be out of a job here in about 2 weeks.
Well, I tell you, like I said, that was just top-heavy, especially in the second half when everything fell Indiana's way, holding them to 6 rebounds in the second half.
You know what the other part of that was as well, is Indiana in the second half missed all the easy three-pointers they looked at and made all the tough ones. Did you notice that? Yogi's hits a step-back 25-footer. Zeislav hits a 25-footer.
Yeah. Wasn't anything wrong with Thomas Bryant's three-pointer.
No, but Max had two good looks that were wide open, maybe one pass in the shot clock. Max is a little early when you're up 12 or 14 points, but Juwan had one that barely hit the rim. They made all the tough ones and missed all the open ones, and when you do that, you've got no chance. And the air went out of the building, the air went out of Illinois, and I don't want to say they gave up, but we saw that happen at Assembly Hall. There's nothing that's changed there in 2 months, so that's not our problem. Our problem is being on top of the league. No altitude sickness yet. Big test on Tuesday night for Iowa, and again, we're going to have to get out the pumice and the lava soap on Saturday, because we're going to be rooting for the Boilers against Maryland to make this a little bit easier, aren't we? Oh, that's so dirty.
Well, we, like you said earlier in the morning, it was well said, you don't necessarily have to be rooting for them, but you also want them to play well.
It's just at home. Play well at home. That's the.
And they're 6-1.
Hard to win on the road in the league.
There's your math. You could throw that one in there.
And the math is exciting, Joe. And we'll do more math coming up at 8:45. We got a busy weekend with baseball, softball, track and field, swimming. We could go on, and tennis, and on, and then and we'll do. Yeah, we got to do the Lynn Loring tennis report probably coming up at 8:45.
So well, and we got Terry Morin, boy, closing out hopefully 14-0 at home tomorrow afternoon. Fan Appreciation Day against Penn State.
Perfect, and we'll do that at 8:45.
All righty, my friend.
Sounds good. Joe Smith live the morning after. Big show Friday. Exciting times for all kinds of basketball. South, North, Edgewood, women, men, all over. It's February in Indiana. It's going to be March, and that's what we do.
Yep.
We do basketball, and we do it pretty well.
I'm here. Sun's out.
You got
Julie brought that in the 8 o'clock hour. All is good.
We got Joe's call through the aspiring quilters.
You almost won some quilt show tickets, Joe.
You did.
You were caller number one. So.
Hey, I'm ineligible.
That's right.
And we thank the Quilt Show for making those available, and thanks to our winners. We had multiple ones this morning because Julie helped us out with that as well. Joe, Indiana didn't need much help last night. They had a couple of guys banged up a little bit. Robert Johnson didn't play. Troy Williams looked like he took a little Charlie horse later in the game. But as the argument I made on Wednesday, I didn't think Robert Johnson was going to be the factor in this game. Indiana has too much depth. They have too much talent. And frankly, Illinois is not very good. Their wins were against the bottom teams in the league, Minnesota, Rutgers twice. It wasn't a team that jumped off the page. But what I liked about last night, and I talked about this again on Wednesday, it's about what Indiana needed to do, Joe. And they didn't have a spectacular first half, but Indiana won this basketball game. It wasn't anything Illinois did. The better team won the game and was fun to watch.
Well, I tell you, it was a lethal 1-2 punch of defense and offense, and down went Illinois big time on its home court Thursday night in Champaign, 74-47 at the State Farm Insurance Arena. Coach Tom Sushers holding on to the top spot in the league with two games to play at 13-3, playing without Robert Johnson, who is nursing that ankle, and Troy Williams, who was down about 8 minutes in the second half because of that thigh bruise suffered in play at about the 14-minute mark. It really didn't matter because Yogi Ferrell He was cruising at high altitude with his game, scoring as many points in the second half 19 as Indiana allowed the entire Illini team in this 27-point blowout. Indiana came out of the dressing room trailers by one, and as Coach Tom told us in the postgame show, he wanted to see the Hoosiers play from inside out, and that was the turning point. And Thomas obliged him big time, scoring the first 7 points out of the dressing room. You know, there's a reason he's leading the Big Ten in field goal percentage, 69%, because when he gets in the paint deep, makes his moves inside, and on a good night, when he's not in foul trouble like last night, his 26 minutes was the most that he's played in 7 league games. And Bryant didn't miss last night. He was 5 for 5, and heck, he even hit a 3-pointer. 1 of 10 that Indiana gunned in the second half. 14 points, 8 rebounds on the night, couple of steals for Thomas Bryant. Hoosiers hit 58% the second half, held the Illini to 30% on outscoring them 47-19, and well, they did that in 20 minutes. It took Illinois 40 to score 47, so you kind of see how the momentum shifted in this one. First 12 minutes of the second half, Indiana did little wrong. It's passing, shooting, rebounding, and, of course, defense, outscoring the Illini 29-9 and leading by 19 at 56-37. And with Thomas staying out of foul trouble, the Hoosiers' shot chart that Coach likes to keep, with Bryant in the game, Indiana was 16 of 22. Illinois labored, hitting only 6 of 22. The Illini had only 6 second-half rebounds and only 2 points in the paint and 2 second-chance points registered on the night. Nick Zaitsev, he stepped in, and he got things rolling, subbing for Robert Johnson. He was making just his second start of the year. He hit nothing but threes, typical Nick. 11 of his 14 in the second half, including 3 threes. Yogi, though, did him 2 better, delivering 5 triples in the second 20-minute stanza, as the Hoosiers just flat dominated. Indiana hit 10 three-pointers in the second half after laboring the first 20 minutes, hitting only 3 of the 15 that they took, trailing at 1 point by 10 points the first 5 minutes of the ball game, and by 1 at halftime. Well, the Hoosiers geared it up, but it all started with the D, and then you throw in the O. You get what we saw last night. In this case, a 27-point road win. It's 5th Big Ten road win this year. That is why they're on top, because that is number 1 in the league going into the weekend. Big win for Indiana. Big Ten swimming underway as Ray Lewis has his 8th-ranked Hoosier swimmers and divers up in, well, over at Purdue. And last night, Ali Kalahafala won a silver medal, second place.
Very nice, 50, Joe. Very nice. That was let's give you that.
53. Yeah,
that was you had to rehearse that one, didn't you?
Well, you know, I wanted to get that down, and you know, I'm only working on a couple hours of sleep here. But
exactly.
I didn't want to go butcher and get my knife out. That's still in the cupboard in the kitchen.
Kalahafala. So, no, very good.
I didn't want to do that.
And Ray Luz's got. They've been swimming great. They've been flying up there.
They're in second place right now and 44 points behind Michigan. So, but anyway, Ollie won the silver in the freestyle, 53, and Indiana set a new school record in the 400 medley relay as well. A couple of local kids making impacts this season. You know, a year ago, Ian Finnerty was helping Phil Cole's Southsiders finish 9th at state. He finished 4th in the 200 IM, and Max Irwin, who won a state championship, he was 5th in the 500 free. So competition runs through the weekend over at Purdue. We wish them well. Elsewhere, Glass, we got, well, a little men's tennis as they take on Kentucky later tonight. The baseball team's out in Fullerton with a 3-game weekend set against the Titans, who they swept at the BART last April, if you'll recall. Chuck Crabb is with the Big Teners. Big Ten track and field championships this weekend for the men and women over in Geneva, Ohio. Back to the Diamond, Michelle Gardner. They're down at College Station, Texas this weekend. They've got El Paso, Texas A&M, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, among teams that they'll be playing. Loring Screw, they have three matches this weekend. They'll kick off Saturday morning at 11 at the Tennis Center against DuPont. And Lynn's got a couple of hopeful wins against Marquette and Eastern Illinois on Sunday. And, of course, back to Saturday, let us not forget about what's unfolding out on the McCracken court with Terry Moore and his crew. 4 o'clock, Fan Appreciation Day against Penn State. A win and a loss by Minnesota against Maryland.
Number one Maryland. Number one Maryland. They're tied
number
for the lead.
Maryland.
Yeah, so Indiana's got all the compass arrows pointing in the right direction, Joe, if they can handle their business at home.
Yeah. That'll be 14 straight.
Man. Unbelievable.
There's never been anyone, no team has ever
been close to that, have they?
No, and, you know, looking at a positive, when Indiana closes, what's that, Saturday the 6th of March? When do we play Maryland?
The men play Maryland the Sunday the 6th.
Sunday.
4:30, yes. It will be the final game of the regular season in the Big Ten, I believe.
Well, and there's an opportunity to win, 17-0 at home. So throw that in, that's 31-0. That's perfection in my book.
That's never happened before, has it? The women have never been even – not a knock on them, but this is high clover for the wins in the league. This is finishing the league. This is the stratosphere, right?
Yeah, this is as good as it gets.
Great.
Believe me.
And it's an exciting story.
And the other
good news, Joe, it's buy one, get one free tickets. And the tickets are affordable anyhow. So 4 o'clock, you got your day done. Go enjoy it. Go have some dinner afterwards and support Terry Moore's crew. Exciting times at the Assembly Hall. And you got an exciting game tonight because number one is coming to town for the Cougars.
Well, you know, I hope it's exciting, and so does Bloomington North. Romeo Langford's one of the top players in the state. He's only a sophomore, and he does everything. 8 or 10 times he's been, 30 points plus. He's hit 44 a couple of times in ball games. 7 o'clock against the top-ranked New Albany Bulldogs. John Callahan joins me at 7:30 for the tip-off. South closed last night the regular season 19-4. They've won 13 in a row. They beat Northeast 69-50. So they'll get ready a week from tonight to play in one of the East Central semifinals. North goes over there and plays the host in the opening game at 6 o'clock next Tuesday. Our coverage of the 106th tournament starts from Brown County on Tuesday night. Terry and John will have the call there on the Edgewood-Owen Valley ball game. Edgewood beat OV during the regular season en route to the WIC Championship. So we'll start early that night at 5:30 while I'm out at Iowa City with the Hoosiers. Swim prelims go tonight for Phil Cole's swimmers. They're looking for a possible 6th straight top 10. And so that's pretty much going to do it. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, after our game tonight.